So this movie, to me, when I was watching, I was like, oh, really? I felt like it addressed a lot of current social issues. And I immediately thought of our current administration and the divisive atmosphere that we have right now, kind of, you know, everywhere. Was that the intention?
You know what? Nah, we weren't thinking about any of that, truthfully, because this movie was written 2.5 years ago.
Got it.
And I don't even want to give people credit for that.
Okay.
You know, it's he gets no promotion here. So this movie is purely, you know, in some ways you would say it's prophetic. You would say it's prophetic. A lot of stuff is in the comic book from way back in the day. So if it addresses things in people's minds, you get what you bring to it, you know, and I don't think it lets anybody off the hook.
So you're a student of Howard, also Oxford. I gotta ask you a question. Do you remember a teacher named Fran Dorn?
Of course.
That's my aunt. That's my auntie, and I'm feeling like we cousins now. Like, why wasn't I on the red carpet with you? Because now we have a connection like that.
You got to explain something.
No, she's my aunt, and she. I told her I was interviewing you today, and she's like, please tell him how proud of him I am. I so love his work, and I'm so proud of him. I was like, I will.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she's one of the best teachers I've ever had. Just put it that way. Best acting teachers I've ever had. So, oh, my gosh. Shout out to Fran Dorn. Love you always.
Okay.
That's awesome. Now, talking about the cast, you had basically an all-star cast. And I mean, it was awesome. But Letitia Wright, who plays your sister, the princess, she kind of, to me, was the breakout star in the movie. Where did y'all find her?
Basically, you know, we auditioned, you know, a bunch of girls for Shuri. I read with the, you know, the last few when they were settling on her. And as soon as she came in, I'm going to say I knew as soon as she talked to me that she was the person, just because she felt like my little sister. And, you know, she's her light is so bright, I'm going to say, just in real life when you talk to her. So we found her because, you know, she found us. She found her light found us is what it is.
Awesome.
She just has that.
It's true, and you know, she did, all throughout the movie, she was like your little sister, and
yep.
The cast was so perfect, from, you know, you, of course, to Michael B. Jordan, Sterling K. Brown, Angela Bassett, Forest mm-hmm. Whitaker. We could just keep going on and on. Did you have anything to do with any of the other cast members being cast in the film?
Yeah, I mean, in some way, like, but Ryan is the mastermind behind, you know, picking that cast. You know, I knew what he was thinking of, and I was like, oh. Like, we had conversations about some of the people he was going to cast, let's put it that way. But, you know, I think his eye, and then Sarah Finn, I have to always give her credit. She's a great, 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 great casting director. Her eye is amazing. Nobody knew that Daniel Kaluuya, who's from Get Out, nobody really knew that his movie was going to do that when.
Right.
When he was cast. That's how, you know, intuitive I think those people are. That Ryan, Sarah Finn, just beautiful work on their part.
Awesome. Now, lastly, what can you tell us about Avengers Infinity War?
Oh, man. I don't have to tell you. Like, I feel like the fact that you can see this cast that's in that movie, you can't miss that. It's just so many people in it.
I mean, just
you can't miss that. I can't tell you anything about plot though, because
right,
try to keep my job.
Well, we are so excited to see this film. It comes out today. Black Panther. Do not miss it. You will be so upset if you. It's. I mean, Abbott and I have been talking about it for like 3 days now. Like, go see Black Panther. Thanks for calling us today.
Yeah, I'm excited for everybody to see it.
Thank you.
Thank you.